Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Today on the NFL Legend Special here on 100 Yards of Football. This next specimen, who not only transformed his powerful 6'2" frame into a Hall of Fame career, he hails from the great all-American city of Trenton, New Jersey, the 609, exit 7A off the Jersey Turnpike, where the mantra of that city is, Trenton makes and the world takes, producing players like Troy Vincent, coaches like Charlie Weiss, Dennis Rodman, and Greg Grant. Ladies and gentlemen, the great defensive end, Elvin Bethea, is explored this morning by the great Vincent Turner here on 100 Yards of Football. Buckle your seatbelts.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. So let's get to the gentleman on the screen, Elvin Bethea. Defensive end slash defensive tackle with the Houston Oilers. Can I say this? Trenton, New Jersey, the 609, North Carolina A&T, Todd Cohen, Dwayne Boyd, Mel Phillips, Jermaine Stevens, Ralph Coleman. But you know what? Mr. Bethea is the best football players came out of that great academic engineering school down there in Greensboro, North Carolina, North Carolina A&T. And I'm going to be real honest this morning. See, Elvin Bethea was drafted in the NFL draft in 1968. I was 8 years old at the time. And I was starting to become a very avid football fan, both on the college and professional level. So especially on the professional level, when I look at the great defensive players back then, Carl Eller, Deacon Jones, L.C. Greenwood, Randy White, Ed Tuttle Jones. I'm even throw Richard Denning now. Jack Youngblood, Fred Dreyer. Of course, the Steel Curtain. Ernie Holmes, Mean Joe Green, Dwight White. It's something about those guys. They was the premium of being nasty defensive players. But sometimes when you're walking through life, you tend to overlook and realize there's another player that should have been mentioned in that conversation. His name was Elvin Bethea down there with the Houston Oilers. Now, to be honest with you, you're talking about the Oilers in the mid-70s. The only players that you really heard of was people like Robert Bazile and Ken Houston. But make no bones about it. This gentleman on the screen was the best defensive player on that football team. And it's so unfortunate that we really didn't see how good he was on all those bad teams with Houston in the mid-70s. But at the end of his career, I remember him in them two AFC championship games against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that team that he was a member of had Bazile, Dan Pastorini, the young man out of Tyler, Texas, the Tyler Rose, Earl Campbell. Vernon Perry, safety out of Jackson State. But make no bones, in those two championship games, Elvin Bethea made his presence felt. And just to show you how much presence he felt, all you have to do, you see this graphics right here. When we finish with Elvin Bethea today, click on that video and ask Jim Plunkett how nasty he was. Ask Ken Stabler how nasty he was. Oh my God, ask Terry Bradshaw how nasty he was. Ask all of them. He was nasty, man. The skill level, instincts off the charts, A+. The key and diagnosed, A+. The tackling ability for him being a defensive end and nose tackle, he brought the wood. When Evan Bethea hit you, he was explosive, A+. The lateral movement for a D lineman, A+. The aggressiveness, A+. The relentless, A+. The intense, A+. To be honest about it, as I just mentioned, he needs to be put in that category in that memory bank, like when you're watching Deacon Jones play or when you're watching Claude Humphrey play. And really doing my homework on him over the past week, I didn't know he was that explosive and that dangerous as a football player. Evan Bethea was nasty. And he should, in my opinion, in my vote, one of the top 10 defensive players that's played this game at any level. Then think about his career at Houston. Hall of Famer in 2003. Left Houston as their career sack leader at 105. 105. 1976 against the Chargers. 4 sacks in one game by a D lineman. Started 135 consecutive games. And nose tackle, defensive end. Because think how football was played back then. It was physical. You had to be man on man. You got away with a lot. And Evan Bethea was playing on a lot of bad football teams when he got drafted from 1968 to 1975 until help came on his way with Robert Bazile. Then help came on his way in 72 with Dan Pastorini. Then the Tyler Rose came in 78. Think about what he did, but he still played at a high level, man. 1971, 10 sacks. 1970, 10 and a half sacks. And I want to say I'm sorry to Mr. Evan Bethea because I really disrespected your game. Out of Trenton, New Jersey, I'm sorry today here on 100 Yards Football because I didn't know that you was that good, man. You was that explosive. And you should be mentioning the memories of all the great defensive players that played in this game. Very special football player out of North Carolina A&T. But this is what I like about Evan Bethea. Not only did he do it on the field, but this is the thing that I like. After his career, got his education in North Carolina A&T. He worked at Anheuser-Busch for 28 years, started working with him in 1977, became director of government affairs. And the people at Anheuser-Busch said that Evan Bethea took the same work ethic over at Anheuser-Busch than he did when he was playing with the Houston Oilers. See, I don't have to sit up here this morning and say how great and honorable and proud this man is out of Trenton, New Jersey. Bum Phillips, his head coach at the Houston Oilers, said, if I had to start a team defensively, there's no question about it. I don't want no Claude Humphrey. I don't want no Lawrence Taylor. I got to start it with Evan Bethea. Because you know what? Mr. Bethea is going to come to the field and put that work at the end 110%. And the greatest compliment given to Mr. Bethea came from Anthony Munoz, USC Hall of Famer, Cincinnati Bengals. He said, playing against Evan Bethea when he came in the league in 1980. Think about this now. Evan Bethea retired in 1983. Anthony Munoz said to this day that he still is the greatest defensive player I went up against. Because what Mr. Evan Bethea is going to do to you, he's going to measure you how great you are. And Anthony Munoz said that playing against him for those three little years that they played against each other, He knew Evan Bethea was great, but he didn't understand and he didn't know that Mr. Bethea was going to bring out that measure of excellence. Measure of excellence on that D line. So I'm going to end it just like this. During that time, you watch Ed Tuttle Jones playing with the Cowboys. They was on TV all the time. Of course, the steel curtain down there at Pittsburgh, L.C. Greenwood, Dwight White, Joe Green, Ernie Holmes. Then out there in L.A., Deacon Jones, the fearsome foursome, Marilyn Olsen, Lamar Lundy, Rosie Greer. But boy, make no bones. Even though Mr. Mathea played down there in Houston, he's certainly, in my book, I'm stating it today on 100 Yards Football, he's one of the greatest and top 10 defensive players that ever played this game. And make no bones, he is the greatest football player that's came out of North Carolina A&T. I don't want to hear it. And make no bones, he's the greatest defensive player that's played in Houston Oilers history and the Tennessee Titans.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. And special thanks to the gentleman that brought him up this morning, Mr. Mark B. Bass. So the only thing I can think about Evan Bethea is bad, bad Leroy Brown. The south side of Chicago is the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better beware because there's a man named Leroy Brown. Regardless what the Houston Oilers did during the 70s, if you went into that Astrodome and played in Houston, there was a bad, bad man by the name of Evan Bethea, defensive end slash defensive tackle of the Houston Oilers. God bless. Enjoy the rest of the week here on 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.